6:05 Monday morning.
Yes. Oh, wow. Your voice just went out. You okay?
So my son has an upper respiratory infection and a fever, and so do I. And it's going to be an awesome show today.
No. Why am I in here with you?
I'm going to give you a fever today.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And it's not for more cowbell. It's for sickness. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm currently infecting everyone here, and it's too late, so you might as well just stay.
Oh, my gosh. Are you kidding me?
Because there's nothing that can be done.
Right now?
I don't have any sick time, really, let's be honest. And, yeah.
You just went to Denver. Are you kidding me right now?
Yeah.
You are? Good.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I'm not kidding at all.
Okay.
Actually. Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm healthy. I'm doing well.
Oh, I'm sick, Mitch.
Were you sick yesterday?
I was okay yesterday. My son was crazy sick yesterday, like fevers, and I'm like, oh, this is bad. This is not good. I'm going to stay away from that dude because I don't want that. And then I woke up at like 3:00 this morning and I'm like, oh, sweet. No, yeah, that's a fever. All right, cool.
Awesome.
Right on.
So glad that your body is attacking itself.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure that everyone felt the way I felt, so I brought it to work with me.
Thank you. No,
it's take your sickness to work day.
Yeah, June 18th, take your sickness to work day.
Yeah.
So glad I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
Okay. So happy.
I brought it. I'm sharing it with everyone.
This is so good. Thank you.
It's way better than bringing cookies, I'm telling you. Because this will last a few days.
I think.
This will stay with you.
Well, I think I could have taken a cookie and rationed it out.
Yeah.
For a few days.
Yeah. No. This one in all its glory. Yeah.
Good.
So.
Well, I'm glad that you get to deal with that and that I get to probably also get it. Because I have to stand right next to you all morning. Who are you?
I'm the dude that brought my sickness to work day.
Gosh.
I'm just participating in one of the most important school work days of the year.
But there's no school.
No, there's not.
Right now.
There's not.
Okay. Well, you just go on home.
Not going to happen. I'm here for the long haul.
Good.
It's going to be a fun day.
That shows your dedication.
I am dedicated to the cause.
Are you sure?
Getting others diseases.
Oh, thank you.
Uh-huh.
We really appreciate that here at Static Radio.
How was your weekend?
It was good.
Yeah?
Happy Father's Day.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much. I won something at my church yesterday, actually.
Did you?
Yeah. For Father's Day. So it was super great.
What did you win?
I won a $50 gift card to Best Buy. How about that
one?
Booyah!
That's everything you wanted.
I know. Well, the funny thing is actually, they do a bunch of like, you know, giveaways and fathers and
fathers.
Yay. And so they had all the dads come up and like lay their wallets down and put them underneath. And they had these ladies come up and judge, you know, who had the worst wallet basically.
And you won?
It was the weirdest, most run down, torn apart, grossest wallet. And I won because I have the Flash comic book wallet. Yeah.
That's not fair. I feel like everybody knew whose wallet that was.
You would think so, but no, there were these two little ladies. No. So.
Oh, two little ladies were like, that's not.
That's not right.
That's not appropriate.
There was like, that's definitely the weirdest.
That guy's a father.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I actually want a gift card to Outback. And then my father-in-law had the most kids, grandkids, whatever family at the church that day.
Really?
So he won a $50 gift card to a Best Buy, and I'm like, hey, father-in-law who likes steak, you should trade me.
Oh,
I really want a video game. I really do.
And then you got your video game.
And I got what I wanted.
Did you spend your card already?
Nope. I mean, in my mind, I did like 7 times, but that's the problem. When I get a gift card, it's like immediately spent 7 times over, and so I just have to sit on it until what I really want surfaces.
Honestly, that's what I do too. I got a $25 gift card to the Target for Christmas from one, because we did the
the
Secret Santa.
Secret,
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got that.
Uh huh.
And. Don't touch my microphone.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry, it's sicko. Too late. I was like,
ew. Anyway.
Uh-huh.
It took me like 2 months to spend it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't know what I wanted. And then I just spent it on house stuff.
Oh, no, no.
See,
that's the worst.
I couldn't do it. I was like, thank you.
Chrissy does it all the time. It's such a waste. Yeah, no. That's a waste. You're supposed to spend it frivolously on stupid things.
But why wouldn't I want to spend it on things that I don't want to buy in the first place? That's my thought.
That's very true.
Yeah.
I was going to say true story, and I didn't.
Good job.
Because I was told this weekend I need to stop saying that forever.
Really?
Yeah.
I've already said the word that I've been trying not to say all morning at least 3 times.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your word?
It's a phrase.
What's your phrase?
Oh my gosh.
Really?
Yeah. I did this awesome thing where I listened to myself and I was like, oh!
Uh-huh.
Ah,
huh?
No!
See? That's what we do.
Should have tallied myself.
Yeah.
It was bad news there.
High five. Steve-O and Mitch in the morning, and I'm really sick, and I decided to bring it with me.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's how I do.
Here, we are all really excited about this and just hoping that we get it. Crossing our fingers.
It's okay. You don't have to cross your fingers because I didn't sit anywhere near my son yesterday. I was just in the same home with him for the past couple days.
Well,
just sickness and death.
Sounds like a death metal song.
Yeah, sickness and death.
Yeah,
yeah, that's good. That's my new metal band. We're all new metal.
It's family awesome. Band.
Yeah, yeah. Sickness and death.
When you're supposed to carry around a bunch of Lysol with
it's
you,
it's bad. And you know, my son, he's like the super. Jack is like crazy, always going, doing things. And we knew something was wrong yesterday when we got home from church, and he immediately went to the couch and laid down.
Oh,
and we're
gosh.
Like, are you okay? Yeah, no, I'm fine. I just want to lay here and watch NASCAR. Oh, no. Okay, that's bad.
Yeah.
That's really, really bad. He's got a fever. So, yeah.
That's so funny that you knew it because of that.
Immediately, it was like, no, there's something wrong because he's the one that's in the backyard. He's playing basketball. He's doing something. He can't sit still.
Yeah.
And so the simple fact that he's 8 now, so he doesn't take naps or anything, and he was just like sleeping on the couch, was like, yep, that's bad.
That's so sad.
So, yeah. He was up this morning bright and early, though, like 5, like, I'm better. I'm good. And I'm like, no dude,
you're not.
You are burning up. No, it's because I was under my blankets. I'm good. It's totally good. I'm going to go watch some cartoons. I'm like, wow. Okay.
He's so dedicated. Yeah. That is so funny.
So I'm good. I'm glad I'm not sick anymore so I can go to school and have fun with my friends.
Yeah.
So,
but
that's like me. I'm like, I'm good. I want to, morning show. I want to, I'm just so excited to hang out with Mitch today. Everything's great. Yeah, no, I feel fantastic.
No, you should just stay home. No.
Feel great. I just want to share this with everyone else.
It doesn't matter that you don't have any sick time.
Yeah, yeah.
That's actually not it.
I could have a month of sick time. I'd still be here. I don't think I ever use sick time for sick time.
Well, you saw me when I was receptive. Yeah, I don't want to use my sick time.
You wait.
I'm
it's
sick.
A waste. Why That's, would you use your sick time when you're sick? Because then you waste a whole day off just laying at home like.
Yeah.
So,
lame. When I was receptive, I was like losing my voice, and I was like, no, I'm good.
I'm good.
I'm here.
I'm here. I'm dedicated.
They can still tell what I'm saying on the phone.
Hey, you guys want to go to Denver and see a concert? Now that's worth using sick time for.
Yes, I do.
We got a culture shock for you. Now this one coming from the Smashing Pumpkins. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
This is Culture Shock.
Good morning.
In the time of today, you are sick.
I am. 6:22 now, Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
And, I am crazy sick.
That is so cool.
You're so excited.
So happy that you're here.
I'm not crazy sick. I mean, I'm still functional.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
But it's still stupid that you're here.
I had like crazy fever dreams, you know, like when you're sick and you have like, I woke up and it was like, oh, I think I'm possessed.
It's just like people people's faces like floating towards you and getting bigger.
I had the weirdest. No, dude, but they were like pseudo. Like the baby was here, and he was like, he had like crazy like red hair, like Kramer hair, but like red. He was like a baby, but he was talking to me, and he was the weirdest thing in the world.
So you're having weird vampire dreams.
Yeah, my cats were at the house.
You have cats?
I don't. They've been dead since I was like 12.
Oh, no.
But they were there talking too. So
oh, good.
It was that kind of dream. And I woke up and I'm like, yep, I got a fever.
Wow.
Yeah, dude.
That was your dream?
Yes, I'm being completely serious. Yes. It was awful.
I kept having dreams. I guess this doesn't really compare, but I kept having dreams that I was getting up and getting ready.
Oh, I hate those.
And I literally fell asleep about three more times and then kept having those dreams like, okay, well, I'm dressed now so I can brush my teeth. And I brushed my teeth, so I'm going to go let my dogs out. And like, I almost ate breakfast.
Those are the absolute worst dreams in the world because you're like, I've already done all this.
Yes, it's really
so much work all over again.
It was pretty awful waking up at 5:16 in the morning and saying, oh, no.
Yeah.
I really have to get up and do all that.
Yeah.
So
all over again.
Except I didn't eat breakfast.
Good.
No, my stomach is so empty.
Yeah, but that's a good thing because when you get what I have, then you won't have anything in there to give back.
Oh, I guess that's a way to look at it. But I don't know. Like,
I almost came in with a little quarantine mask.
Giving yourself away right away.
Yeah. Well, that way at least everybody would be less mad at me because Steve was like, stay in that room.
Really?
You stay in that room. You don't come out of that room. And when you do come out of that room, you're going home.
Yeah.
So
I don't want what you have.
No, I don't. We've got disinfectant, so I'll just keep spraying it. We're good.
Yeah, I just used a Clorox wipe because you stood next to the computer right by my microphone and then coughed.
Sorry. I don't know what's happening.
Yeah, you're not thinking right.
I'm not. I don't feel well. I was up half the night.
Oh, it's awful. So. Yeah, no, it's cool.
But it's cool, though. I think it's just like a 24-hour bug, so you'll be good by Wednesday.
Kelly's family is coming in town. I can't do this.
Oh, I'm sorry.
This is terrible.
Speaking of family, Father's Day yesterday. Yeah, it's so odd. My dad died when I was 6 years old, so Father's Day was never really like a big deal for me.
Right.
And so when people are like, hey, happy Father's Day, you know, I'm like, well, thanks. You know, I got texts from friends who are also dads, you know, and I texted anybody? I guess. Hey, happy Father's Day. But I feel it's weird unless you're their kid. Like, should you really be telling people happy Father's Day?
I've always felt that too.
And then at church, everybody's coming up and saying, hey, happy Father's Day, like dudes. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if you have kids.
Oh, no.
So is the correct response, happy Father's Day to you too, or thank you?
Nope.
Because what if you say happy? There were a couple times yesterday where I said, hey, happy Father's Day. Do they have kids? I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, no. So here's what you do. You say happy Father's Day to everyone.
What?
Girls, everyone. And that's what I did yesterday. Just to make it clear that I...
To everybody?
Yeah.
Because it's the worst. Because honestly, why do you have to say happy Father's Day to everybody unless you're their kid or their dad?
What if they're not happy it's Father's Day?
I was very happy yesterday once I won that gift card at church.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah! Happy Father's Day, me!
I got what I wanted.
This whole having kids thing was totally worth it. $50! Woo!
See, that's something that sounds great to me. But then I have to really think about and process that you're spending way more than $50 on your kids every year.
Yeah.
See, I'm like, oh, you have kids and taxes and like you get to claim your children. But
No.
Apparently inevitably, that's not the case.
The $50 gift card that I did win is probably going to end up going to kid movies or something so that we can all watch them together.
You'll probably fork out an extra $20 to get something that you want along with the kid
movie. I'm pretty sure I already know what it's spent on.
Oh.
So, which is definitely for the Lego Batman 2 comes out tomorrow.
Oh.
So I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
Well, good.
It's that gift card's relegated to. But that's still fun for the whole family.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
You don't.
It's Legos.
Didn't want metal gear.
I don't know.
I don't know what that is. I worked in a movie store, and I kind of saw video games.
All right, name five video games. Go.
Metal Gear Solid.
Uh-huh.
Halo.
Okay.
God of War.
Okay. You're doing good so far.
Kingdom Hearts.
Okay, wow. Okay.
Oh, Manhunt. That's a gross one.
Manhunt? Really? Yeah. You went with Manhunt?
Yeah, that's the only one that came to my mind.
Judges?
That is one.
That's the worst game. That's the worst.
I know. My brother used to play it.
Okay, name one more.
Super Mario.
Way to go. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
All right. You are diverse. That was very
cultural
of you.
Yeah. Huh? I went for a different...
You went through all the spectrum until you said Manhunt.
I'm sorry.
That was just another gnarly first-person shooter. You're right. I should have given you the correct, because you really did just name five video games.
Yeah.
That's good.
Six.
Thank
you. Yeah. Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic.
Oh.
Off of Sega Genesis.
These are dated, though. You were doing such a good job.
I know. I was trying to stay...
Relevant
mm-hmm. to all...
Which
all
is funny, because Halo, it's like, I think they're up to four now.
Yeah.
Same with God of War. They're working on...
I remember when Halo came out, because all my friends were like, whoa, look at this. And they all had like 17 of this, because I don't know if flat screens were super... They weren't like out yet. They mm-hmm. were, but not...
Right.
They were really expensive.
Yeah.
And so everyone got their huge TVs and brought them, and there was like TVs everywhere in different rooms, and everybody's playing Halo.
They had like LAN parties when they were cool.
That's what that was.
Yep.
I went to a few of those.
Yeah.
I did not feel cool. I was like, where's the Dr. Pepper? It's true.
I know. I was always awful at those. So we would have those parties, and I would go because I'm a dude, and then I would just get shot in the face a lot and hate life and be like, I don't play with you guys anymore. This is no fun. I was the worst. I'm the worst Halo guy.
Everybody was calling you names, too.
Yeah. I'm not a first-person shooter guy.
I don't know that.
That's the perspective. You just see the gun, and you move with the two...
I can't ever hit it.
Like, I can, I'm all right, but I don't like playing online because inevitably some 12-year-old snipes me in the face.
Because
they talk trash.
Exactly. They're so mean. I'm like, you can't say those words.
Yeah, I know. Where are your parents?
Yeah, exactly.
Let me talk to you. 11-year-old. Put your mom on your headset. Put your mom on your headset right now. I want to talk to her.
Oh,
who raises you?
Yeah, and I'm like, you know their parents are just walking around. Like,
yeah.
They can't be just nowhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, when I'm shooting those guns, or I'm like pointing those guns, it's like literally I'm pointing
it
at them.
You walk into the wall.
I walk in the wall or point it through or or the sky, I guess.
Yeah.
But unless I do manage to get it pointed at someone,
yeah,
I know I'm pointing it at them, but it's shaking all over the place.
Right.
So I can't do it. I will.
I like how you're actually moving your hands as if anyone can see you doing the first person shooter thing.
You should see me on the phone. It's even worse.
Wow.
I like act
incredible.
Things out.
Incredible. Yeah, no one can see you. No one can see you.
I know, but it helps me tell
webcam,
the story.
Webcam, actually. MyStaticRadio.com for the webcam.
Yeah, and you're welcome.
Yeah.
Hey, Shock Therapy Live.
Good morning.
Hello.
6:42 a.m.
Just in case you are wondering.
Are we like the Beastie Boys? Are you going to finish everything I say? Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Yeah, Static
Boy.
Static
Girl.
Boy?
I was saying, because you're
Static Radio.
I thought you were going to say, yeah.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, boy. And then you said static. I was trying. This isn't going to work.
Fail.
I tried.
Fail.
I was trying.
Oh, man.
Plus, that music was so cool.
It doesn't help that I'm sick.
I know. You're
delusional. I apologize.
And breathing all over me. Face
I'm sorry.
That way.
I'm sorry. Breathing all over you? That sounded so weird.
I know. Well, you said I'm sick, and as soon as you said that, I felt like your breath hit me. And I was grossed out. Don't do that.
I'll face this way.
Thank you. Thank you.
Turn this way.
I need, can you go to a different room?
I don't feel well. You know when you're sick and you have like crazy dreams and you're just out of it and not awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened with this guy. All okay. right. This last week, a bad case of waking up feeling exhausted nearly got a man put in jail.
Oh, no.
Yeah. What happened was 20-year-old Albion man, he was asleep soundly in his bed. You know, middle of the night. You know, you're kind of loopy if you're abruptly woken up.
Yeah.
He was out, exhausted after working his third shift at a local factory. Well, he woke up because he felt something weird, and there was a spider in his bed. Woke up to a spider in his bed.
Okay, that's
which
that's
is
scary.
Already like
that sucks.
You know, jump out of bed, what, grab like a flip-flop or something and then smash it to oblivion.
And then don't sleep in that bed anymore.
Yeah. Well, that's not exactly what happened to this man. Apparently, he was disoriented.
Okay.
He immediately jumped up, ran out of his bed, ran out of his house through the glass storm door.
Oh, wow.
Cut his arms, leg, and a finger in the process. Oh, did I mention he was naked? True story. He's bleeding without a stitch of clothes on. Neighbor spotted him running around the neighborhood screaming because there was a spider in his bed.
Wow.
Yeah. By the time the police had found the man, he had actually returned home and put on a pair of shorts. But an ambulance was called to take him to the hospital for treatment of the cuts to his arms and legs from the broken glass. But there were no drugs or alcohol involved. This was literally just a case of a dude who had worked his third shift at this factory, was exhausted, was really disoriented, sleeps naked.
Apparently.
And so jumped out of bed, ran out the glass door, and starts screaming, running down the street. Oh. Could you imagine when you finally like come to and it's like, I'm naked. I am in the middle of the road. I am bleeding now. I'm going back home.
Oh, yeah, those times. I know those times.
Oh, yeah, those times. Those happen all the time.
Often.
Right. Totally, totally normal. Totally not weird. It's that's incredible to me. You would have thought that by the time he hit the fact that he like ran through a glass screen door too
before he realized,
pretty incredible considering those things are thick, man. Like
you can't really just run through it. Like you have to smash into it before you actually.
That has got to be like the winner for the biggest case of arachnophobia I've ever heard in my life.
Was he really just afraid of spiders?
I guess, man. So,
but you know what? He like you said, it was his third shift at this factory.
Right.
And he's a little disoriented because he doesn't have a routine.
Right.
If he's anything like me, I have to have a routine that to get used to first.
Yeah.
Like literally 2 weeks ago when I started the morning show, was it 2 weeks ago? Maybe 3 weeks ago.
Something like that.
I don't know. I was out of it.
Right.
I had no idea what was going on.
Not this out of it though. This is like crazy to me.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Yeah. So obviously the police were called as a report of a streaker running down the street.
And oh, so no, that's your neighbor.
People thought it was this streaker. Turns out this poor 20-year-old dude was asleep in his bed, woke up to the spider, and just flipped his lid and ran out the door. Static.
Good morning, Nicki Minaj and Stevie Steve.
Hello.
What's happening?
Oh, you know, just chilling.
Hey, you are saying God, that's the only thing he could, huh?
Huh? Yeah.
It's gonna be a lot of work, my brother.
Oh, no. True story.
Imagine the people, like, if they came out of their houses, that guy looked like he probably just murdered somebody.
Right.
Butt naked, cut, blood all over. Oh, my God.
Running down the street, and it's like, oh, there was a spider in my bed. Talk about, like, a minor case of overreaction.
And everyone's like, yeah, right.
Right.
Like, when you lack of sleep, I mean, I haven't been asleep for weeks before, back in, you know.
Yeah.
You know. And, like, I've been up, like, 7 days straight, then power naps, and up for another five. And you start to get delusional.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, poor guy, dude, he freaks out, he wakes up.
Yeah.
butt naked, smashes through, and then he keeps running.
That's what's crazy to me, because the glass door is the topper for me. Not the fact that he was naked or that he was running down the street. The fact that he literally ran out of his house through a glass storm door and shatters through it and just keeps running. So, obviously, yeah.
Guaranteed, man. He was still asleep, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
are we sure that there was a spider in the bed?
Yeah, that's a good question, actually.
I don't know, because we used to get spider bites just because we were tweaked out and we thought there were spider bites.
Dude, yeah.
So, he probably just freaked out and probably, he didn't know what. He probably had a crazy dream. Third shift, man, that's crazy, dude.
Yeah, third shift in a row. Yeah, so... Long day, sleep deprivation. Yeah. All right, man. Thanks for the call.
Later.
All right, later. I was going to say, what's the craziest thing you've ever done when, sleep deprived, but there's probably not a good topic to go to.
Yeah, no.
I'm thinking,
but
no.
I love talking about it because things happen that you're like, if that really happened, that'd be a problem.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I remember a few years back, we did a... it wasn't a share-a-thon. We just did like this. Me and Joey were being crazy. It was when we did the morning show, and we were trying to break the record for the longest time broadcasting. But the record's like a week long, and so like, no, never mind. But we were up for like 72 hours straight.
Ugh. You know,
3 days straight.
That sounds awful.
It was horrible. It was awful. You start like seeing things.
Did you guys sleep here?
Start imagining things. We didn't sleep. We were awake, but so we were here for days.
How are you even working the board?
Right. It was crazy. Your speech gets a little messed up, so I can't even fathom. If you're just joining us, this poor 20-year-old Albion man, who I guess he had just gotten off his third straight shift at the local factory, a little sleep deprived. He was disoriented. Was asleep, woke up to a spider in his bed, or at least that's what the story says, because looking at the story, they never confirmed that there really was a spider.
I bet he felt dumb when we went back to his bed and it wasn't there.
Dude, yeah. Disoriented, ran out of his house through the glass storm door, cut his arm, a leg, and a finger in the process. Bleeding without a stitch of clothes on. Neighbors see him running down the road. They call the police thinking he's a streaker. And Edwards County Sheriff Darby Bowe, he investigated the case after receiving numerous calls about the streaker. By the time the police got to the scene, he had returned home and put on a pair of shorts. An ambulance was called to take him to the hospital for treatment of cuts to his arms and legs from the broken glass. And Bo, the officer, said drugs and alcohol not involved. He was just sleeping in the nude, really disoriented, woke up, found a spider in his bed, and that's what happened.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
That is amazing. No, I haven't really done that. I remember any crazy things when I woke up. Though I did recently just wake up, at 2 hours after I fell asleep in the middle of the night and said, okay, time to get up. And
then
I turned on the lights. I got ready for work.
No way.
Yeah, I started getting ready, and Kelly's like, what are you doing?
Right.
My husband's sitting there like, are you kidding me? It's like 2 o'clock in the morning. And I was convinced that it was time to get up.
Yeah, I've totally done that. And I just to warn you, that'll probably happen. So make sure you keep the clock next to you so that you can. The problem with this is waking up at 5 and waking up at 2.
Sound the same.
And they look a lot alike.
Yeah.
It's just backwards. I've done that a few times where I've woken up, gotten in the shower, gotten totally ready, thought I was running late for the morning show, only to realize it was 2, not 5. So... yeah, the early morning shifts are not my fave, I do happen to love this here show, so it's worth it to
That's
me.
That's great.
So, any early morning crazy stories, 505-338-3700, or of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Got to take a quick break, but coming right back with more of, us, because it's our show. We still have like 3 hours left.
Yeah.
And of course, being that it's Monday, cover to cover, get your suggestions in now. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Connect to a hotspot with Skip.
Yep. For being safe. Nick, you have a lot more energy than anyone else would.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, stop.
Yay, me.
Okay, you're about to get really sick if you keep doing this.
Party! Party?
No.
No?
I think you're
Does
sick.
Anybody yell don't party know. Anymore?
No.
No? They should.
Why don't you try and bring that one back?
I'm going to bring that one back at, like, my son's birthday or something.
Party!
Party!
I guess that's, if you're going to bring it back, it needs to be back, be with the young ones.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
You know what I mean?
Are you talking about, like, birth?
Setting up the next
day.
Generation, like, oh. Well, the funny thing is, okay, so yesterday, Father's Day.
Right.
And my oldest son, Jack, he's 8, and he's got a little 8-year-old mind, you know,
yes.
Childlike, very childlike, because he is one.
Yes.
And his big question for me yesterday was, Dad, since it's Father's Day, when is your party? And I was like, my party. He's like, yeah, you know, it's Father's Day, so shouldn't we throw a party for you? And I'm like, oh, you should throw a party for me. Why didn't you think of this earlier? But yeah, that was the big question of the day from him.
That is
was
great.
Like, why didn't we throw a party for you? Because we were coming home, I think, was it coming home from church yesterday or whatever? And I guess one of our neighbors had a girl. So they had, like, pink balloons outside everywhere, and they had this big old banner that said, "It's a girl," you know?
Oh, okay.
And so he was like, oh, they're throwing a party. I said, I don't know. Because do you throw a party?
I would assume not. For Father's Day, I don't think anyone, well, maybe. There's got to be somebody who's had a party.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's more of like a go in the backyard and assume that Dad wants to grill.
Right.
So.
And that's funny because that's the first thing I said to my wife. I don't want to grill because everybody wanted to barbecue and hang out
well,
and have fun.
Well, then you're not a real man.
I'm like, sorry, I don't want to grill. I want to go home.
Yeah.
I think I was probably feeling just as sick yesterday, but I was trying to get through it.
Yeah. It was a little bit easier because he didn't have any time to rest.
Right. So it was like, no, I'm ordering wings. We're just getting wings.
Oh, that sounds good.
We're going to go home. We're going to eat some wings. We're going to
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
Welcome to Static Radio.
Yeah, 7:09 a.m.
Yep, something like that.
Something.
Happy Monday to everybody in post-Father's Day. I hope it was wonderful. Like mine was.
With your sicky chill.
Mine was amazing. Child. Yeah. But that was cool because we don't ever just chill.
That was cool that my son was sick.
It was great that my son was really sick. And gave it to me because, you know, we just hung out on the couch and watched NASCAR.
Aww.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. won. Woo!
Yes.
He's my favorite driver. Yep. Oh, we should do that update. Oh, boo. Let's do that now. Oh, yeah. Sports. In sports news yesterday, Miami Heat. Actually, the Thunder totally blew it themselves. At the end of the game, had 3 solid, amazing quarters, and just totally fell apart in the fourth quarter. It was awful, and the Heat won game 3 of the finals. It is now 2-1, game 4, Tuesday. Also, I just broke your mic. Also, in NASCAR news, it's been 4 years since Dale Earnhardt Jr. won a race. 4 years!
4 years.
And he won in Michigan yesterday. I was very, very happy
for him. I'm so happy for Dale Earnhardt
Jr.
Junior.
We just call him Junior.
Junior.
Number 88. He was riding the Batman, or the Dark Knight Rises car yesterday.
Really?
Yeah, it was really
cool.
The
real one?
Well, no, it wasn't the, like,
well, that's
Batmobile.
Lame, then.
It was, like, still a NASCAR. You can. That
Did
would,
he also
that
support
would be
Tide?
So cheating.
Did he support
no,
Tide?
There's like a Tide car though. There's like all kinds of cars.
Wow, you really like.
Johnny Cash. That would be personal Jesus.
Yes.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say Static Radio.
That's right. That's who we are.
Yeah.
Although we are Steve-O and Mitch.
Yes. And seriously, you are so sad right now.
I'm not sad. I'm just, I feel awful.
It's crazy how much your energy
fluctuating.
Yeah, because you'll have a second of like, "Woo, this is great!
It's amazing.
I feel awful," and then you'll be
when I go to bed.
Yeah, it's bipolar, too bipolar for me. We've been talking about a few things this morning.
Yeah,
The first thing.
The disoriented nudist.
Yeah.
So
he wasn't a nudist.
No, he wasn't. He was asleep.
Yeah.
Apparently he was sleeping naked. Woke up. Spider in his bed.
Yes.
Freaks out. Disoriented. Jumps up and runs out. And
screaming.
Actually ran through his storm door. His glass storm door, which is crazy to me. And down the street. And obviously the police were called for a streaker. Which turned out just to be a really exhausted dude who had worked a third shift in a row at the local factory. And, no drugs or alcohol involved at all. And
which is always
whatnot.
Nice to hear.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
we asked on Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 33-3700, what is the weirdest thing you've done after coming out of a deep sleep? And Chris says, are we sure? This isn't really his answer.
Right.
But he posted, are we sure that the spider didn't bite him and give him temporary superpowers?
Yeah.
Obviously, he became so grotesquely muscular that he shed his clothing like the Hulk. It's understandable that he freaked out and became enraged after he realized how society would not expect him after this unsightly transformation. He was so large that he couldn't fit through the glass door, giving him no other choice but to smash through it. We should be grateful that his powers were only temporary. He would have caused a lot of destruction.
Wow. That was the most creative thing I've ever read on Facebook.
Yeah. Creative mornings.
Good job, Chris. All right.
No, I
enjoyed
that one.
Topher, not so much.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
I agree with him. He probably became the Hulk, and we didn't even realize it.
I just can't fathom the fact that he actually busted through a glass door and was able to continue running down the street without realizing, oh, wait, I'm not wearing any clothes. And now I'm bleeding because he cut himself.
Yeah.
I'm always
afraid of people when they're asleep. Like my husband, worst sleeper ever.
How? Like how so?
Because you can't wake him up without him freaking out.
Oh, okay.
And you can't talk to him without him saying crazy things. And
that sounds like fun. That doesn't sound like the worst. That sounds like the best sleeper.
It's scary because he can get mean. He threatened to call the cops one time. I'm not joking. And it wasn't for me one time.
He was still asleep or this was him waking up?
He was probably in the middle, mostly asleep. I guess you can be both. But he decided that he was going to threaten to call the cops if I didn't shut up.
I'm not laughing at your misfortune. I'm really not.
But it's happened to multiple people with him.
The craziest part to me is these stories don't involve alcohol.
No.
Or drugs of any kind.
No, it's just him.
It's just exhaustion.
Yeah.
You would think, I don't know. Speaking of the subject of alcohol, actually.
Oh, no.
I want to talk about something.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're just kind of all over the place today.
We really are.
Oh, the circus.
That's right. I like to think that
always have something new with alcohol? Sorry. You know the dancing bears?
Yeah.
You ever seen the dancing bears?
Oh, yeah.
Right? Have you ever wondered how they get the bears to dance?
No, and now I'm afraid. Please don't do this to me.
Well, the brown bear, he weighs 800 pounds, has a friendly disposition. He recently moved into a 6-foot by 10-foot cell with a striking view of the Carpathian Mountains. Aww. You know, the cell's tidy with a few clumps of hay and hunter green bars. Can you visualize it?
This is
can you
awful.
See this? All right. Well, then came Rosa.
Rosa.
Rosa, yes. This is another bear that came onto the scene. And Rosa, unfortunately, is an alcoholic.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Who's been giving this bear alcohol?
Vanya Kars, the security guard who watches the bears, said sadly. Good morning.
It's looking up.
It is.
Yes, for me, because I don't feel sick.
Yeah, I feel awful. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. And 7:45 now on your Monday.
Yes.
Welcome. It should. It really should. I love this song.
Me too.
Can I share a story with you?
Of course.
This is going to bum you out.
You haven't shared three stories with me already this morning.
I keep getting these crazy stories across the wire, and I'm like, no! Oh, really?
It's going to bum me out.
Okay. All right.
If it's about Justin Bieber, don't talk about it.
What?
Just kidding.
Nope. Not about the Biebs.
About NSYNC?
About another Justin. No, it has nothing to do with Justin Timberlake. Oh, okay. I just wanted to play that, actually. Okay, so last week we heard about the 39-year-old from West Virginia who was hitchhiking across the country.
Shot.
Writing a book on the kindness of America, right?
And then he gets shot.
Right. So he's in Montana. He's been hitchhiking around the country, working on a memoir called The Kindness of America. And he was on the side of the road in Montana. He gets shot by a guy who drives off. So he tells the police, it was a guy in a maroon pickup. He was an older gentleman. I didn't really get a good look at him.
He
just shot me and ran off. It was crazy. Well, the police ended up tracking down a maroon pickup and arrested the driver, 52-year-old Lloyd Danielson. Well, Lloyd Danielson is in jail, and he's saying, I have no idea what you're talking about, man. I didn't shoot anybody. But he was drunk, and so they were like, no, we don't trust you. You've been drinking, so obviously, you know, you're it. You're it. You're our guy. Until Friday, when the 39-year-old from West Virginia came forward and said, so I got to be completely honest. I shot myself as a publicity stunt, and I was making that up, and I just said a maroon truck, and you guys actually found a guy in a maroon truck, and he's in jail, and this is not the guy, because there is no guy, because I shot myself as a publicity stunt to sell more books.
I'm so bummed that this guy is crazy.
Right? Come on.
Fail.
Yeah.
But this was like that, like a while ago when we talked about that story about that woman who pulled out all this guy's teeth. It was her ex-boyfriend.
Right.
And
huge story in the news. Turns out.
Yeah.
Publicity stunt.
Yes.
Yeah. All to make a buck or 10 or 1,000.
And then lose it all.
And there it is. Yeah. So turns out Raymond Dolan of West Virginia was hitchhiking around the country. Didn't think his book, The Kindness of America, was going to do as well as he was hoping. So he thought, why not shoot myself, call it a drive-by, and no harm, no foul, except to me, but it'll be worth it because it'll give a shot in the arm to my book. A shot in the arm, thank you! So he shoots himself, but has to come up with the story, so he just says a maroon pickup truck. And unfortunately, Lloyd Danielson, who lived a town owned a maroon pickup truck and was driving under the influence of alcohol at the time.
Gosh.
So Lloyd Danielson, the felony assault charge against him was dropped. But when the cops pulled him over, he had been drinking.
Right.
So he's still in jail for the DWI.
At least that. But at least he doesn't get like life in jail now.
Yeah. Charges have not been pressed against Raymond Dolan yet, the book writer, but they're definitely saying that charges will probably be filed against him because, yeah.
Wow.
Made the whole thing up. Shot himself in the arm to get some publicity.
The first story was ironic.
Yeah.
This other story is also ironic. The kindness of America.
Right.
And he shot himself. How about the craziness of America?
Yeah, is what it should be. So maybe he'll end up making a buck off this book anyways because, he hasn't been arrested yet. He will definitely most likely face charges for this one. But it's crazy that Raymond's lie got this other guy into trouble who actually happened to be driving under the influence. So his lie led to the arrest of somebody who was actually driving while intoxicated.
So this is like Boondock Saints. Do we hate this guy or do we like him?
Or just the movie, because that movie was stupid. That's right, I said it. Go ahead, fight me.
I'm not fighting you.
I know. I was given that movie like, dude,
you have to see this.
This is like my favorite movie, bro.
The thing about doing that with movies, since we're talking about movies.
You totally set it up to be epic and then it's awful.
It's a big fail.
Yeah.
And that happened to me with the last Harry Potter.
Oh, because everybody's like, oh, it's the greatest movie of all time.
Well, it was set up to be the greatest movie. Like, even the actors were like, can't wait till you see this. This is such a good blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting there like, really? Like, the last one was better.
Yeah.
And, you know, whatever.
So there it is. 39-year-old hitchhiker from West Virginia that we talked about last week who was randomly shot.
Follow up.
Yeah, while writing about the kindness of America. It was all a lie! Shot himself for publicity. And this seems to be the case more often than not where we talk about a story and then like a week later come to find out dude made the whole thing up. Just this last week there was a boy who came out of the woods. Did you see that story?
No.
Boy in, I believe, Germany comes out of the woods and he's like, hey, I've been living in the woods for years and my dad died and so I buried him and I'm coming back into society. And they're like, what? And he was like, yeah, I'm the lost boy. I don't know who I am or where I was. All I remember is my mom dying. And after that, my father and I moved to the wilderness and we've lived there for the last 5 years. But he died and I buried him and now I'm here. And they're like, this doesn't... Add, who are you? I don't know. And they couldn't find
him. Little Johnny. Johnny's fine.
Which is weird because it wasn't Keanu Reeves, but for some reason he talks like Keanu Reeves
That's
in my mind.
So weird.
Whoa. So here's the deal. And so they were tracking and they were looking for him. Well, is there anyone you can call? No, I live in the wilderness. I don't know anyone. Here's a cell phone. So they give him the cell phone and he immediately knows how to work a cell phone. He knows how to, and they're like, something's not right about this story. He's not like dirty. His hygiene's kind of normal.
Yeah.
And if he'd been living in the wilderness, you know, like his teeth are fine.
Yeah.
What's going on with this kid? Come to find out, all a hoax. Like,
oh, no.
Yeah. So
well,
it seems like they're coming out of the woodwork. They're coming out of. Yes! Do you see what I did there, Mitch?
Yes. I'm teaching you the ways.
Because he was in the woods. And it was like the wood.
Well,
worker.
I don't know. You disappointed me earlier this morning when we were talking about the disoriented nude man. I was expecting you to make 1,000 streaking jokes.
Like, what do you mean?
I don't know. You have to come up with them. Like, I couldn't come up with any.
Well, why would I come up with one? People called the police because they thought he was a streaker.
I know.
So what's there to
there's
joke
like
about?
Birthday That's, suit jokes. There's he was naked.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, I don't know.
Good job with this one.
Thank you.
Yeah, no,
thank
that was,
you.
You're on a roll now.
Hey, there you go. No high five.
I almost did it.
All right. We got to take a quick break, but coming right back, we got some Family Force 5. And yes, the show will get even weirder.
Yes.
Because as the fever takes it over me, there will be nothing else to
and
do.
And I can't keep this show straight. That's not my job, and I haven't learned.
Coming up, actually, I want to talk about a hypnotist. I've actually seen a few, but I've never actually been quote unquote hypnotized. We're going to talk about a group of girls who went in as a joke to see this hypnotist, and turns out they had to call for backup.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
We'll talk about that coming right back. Also, some Family Force 5 Static Radio.
Join us for our annual freedom celebration.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning.
That's right. 8:10 now on your Monday. Welcome to it.
Got our SOPO
on this morning.
Yes.
They are there.
Solomon's Porch.
Oh, man. Yep. Big old fan.
Yeah.
Big old fan.
Of Solomon's Porch?
Yeah. Love those
Me
guys.
Me too. Super cool guys. And they know our name.
What did you mean?
Okay. Like, cheers.
I totally didn't do that this morning.
You didn't because they didn't answer. No.
Yeah, Solomon's Porch.
4001 Osuna.
Yeah,
right
Northeast.
Here. Northeast. Do you have to say Northeast? Or
I would say Osuna Road. Northeast.
Osuna Road, Northeast.
I don't know. That's
then
just
you say
what
right here
said.
On the Calvary campus.
It's true.
Yes.
And they sponsor traffic, which we did backwards, but hey, why not?
Yeah.
Let's
see. If you are in the Albuquerque area, there is still landscaping and irrigation. Manal Boulevard between Wyoming Boulevard and Eubank. Uh-huh. So don't go there. Road construction, right lane closed. Eubank between Central and I-40. There's also a closed road due to construction on Manal at 12, so find an alternate route, as well as construction work on I-40 between Unser and Coors. And then there's probably construction everywhere you go.
Yeah, because it's Albuquerque.
That is our state flower, the orange barrel.
Yeah.
So don't go anywhere if you
just
don't.
Just stay home.
Yeah, just stay home today.
I should have taken that advice.
Yeah, right?
I really should have.
And that's your look at traffic.
Yeah. Traffic sponsored by Solomon's Porch, which we just did.
Yes, so. Backwards. So it's been that morning.
It has.
It has been so weird.
Speaking of traffic, local businesses, if you would like to sponsor traffic for our morning show, you can do so by calling 344-9146. That's 344-9146. Ask for Darren. He's our super awesome dude.
Yes.
And whatnot. Have you ever been to a hypnotist?
No.
Okay, I'm glad you gave that look of like weirdness, because it is weird,
me.
Right?
Yeah,
like,
this music.
Look into my eyes. You are getting sleepy.
That scares me.
It's creepy, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm about to make it even creepier for you, okay, with this story, because it's kind of terrifying. You know, normally you're at the state fair or whatever, and then there's a bunch of guys on stage, and it's like, yeah, okay, I'm going to count to three, and then when you wake up, you're going to be Michael Jackson. And then they get up and they dance. I'm like, this can't be real. This can't be real. How is this happening? How did they really force this guy to do these crazy things? Well, a show at a private girls' school in Quebec, Canada, went strangely awry when a young hypnotist left several students in mass hypnosis limbo, basically, and actually had to call in his mentor to snap the girls out of it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. One student was reportedly left hypnotized for 5 hours until the young hypnotist was able to call his mentor to the school for an emergency intervention. So next time you're thinking, ha, 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 let's do hypnotism. That's funny. It's going to be so fun and totally not creepy and weird.
That what you're saying is funny, because I'd never think that.
No.
I would never get hypnotized. Because, one, I'm not 100% sure if it's not demonic. I don't know.
It's weird, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's creepy and kind of somebody like forcing you to do things that you don't normally want to do, or say things you would never say.
Yeah.
In
Harry Potter, that's the unforgivable curse.
Really?
Point that out. Yeah. Just point that one out.
Did you just really go? It's the unforgivable sin, according to Harry Potter.
No, curse!
According to Harry Potter. It's the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. That's what it is. According to the HP. Yeah.
The HP?
Yeah, the HP.
Read that book.
Yeah. Apparently, it all happened at an end of school year event last week, when this dude, Maxine Nadeau.
That's a lady.
She was hired to stage a hypnotism show for a small group of the 12 and 13-year-old girls. Just kidding. It is a dude. His name is Maxine.
Oh, Max for short?
Maybe.
Maxine?
Did I mention it was, Maxime. Looks like Maxine. Maxime?
Maxime. I think that's a woman's name. I don't know.
Canadian.
Anyway.
He's Canadian. He worked on a small group while others watched the show, and when it came to the end of the event, several girls in the audience maintained their mesmerized state and couldn't snap out of it no matter what he did.
So it wasn't the people on stage? Were just the people on stage?
Audience members who were watching became mesmerized, and he couldn't snap them out of their mesmerized state.
Oh, that is even scarier.
Yeah, so
I really thought it was just a bunch of girls who were like, we can get hypnotized, yay!
He says he didn't panic because it wasn't dangerous, quote. He recalls in an interview with CBC's French language service, being in a trance is a state of well-being. So I wasn't stressed about the situation. I knew they would eventually get out of it, end quote. He called his mentor and trainer, Richard Whitbread, who made the hour-long trek to the school from his home in Danville. He found several girls were still suffering from the effects of mass hypnosis. There were a couple of students who had their heads lying on the table, and there were others who you could tell were just in a state of trance, he said. The eyes were open, but there was no one home. He said he went through the process of making the girls think they were being re-hypnotized, then brought them out using a stern voice.
I think that's called a lobotomy. Isn't that what it's called?
Dude, he says because his protege is a young, attractive man, the girls could have been particularly influenced because they were keen to follow his directions. He kept his cool dealing with the worried teachers and parents, but his overall inexperience may have played a role in the event's outcome. He received about 14 hours of instruction prior to the show, which is the basic amount of intensive training most people receive for basic hypnotism techniques.
Yeah, basic meaning you don't know how to pull them.
How crazy is this?
That is awful.
This isn't even the people on stage he was trying to hypnotize. These were girls in the audience who couldn't come out of their trance-like state.
They were just paying very close attention.
Look into my eyes, Mitch.
Mm-mm.
No?
Nope, that just became really creepy. Nope, stop.
I have a pocket watch that's floating back and forth.
That's your
in
hand.
Space
that,
and
is
time.
Your, that is your flu-infested Ooh. Hand. Get away from me.
Go get me another coffee.
You still have half. No.
I know. No?
No.
Work.
No, you're being creepy. You're not being calming.
Oh, yeah, because hypnotism is totally not normally creepy.
I think it is.
It's always creepy.
Would you ever do that?
Hypnotism?
Yeah.
No. Are you kidding me? Like, not even to be funny, not even for five. No.
I guess you can't even sit in
Absolutely
the audience.
Not. No.
Can't even sit in the audience.
I usually walk by and think it's just stupid. Like, really? Like, really, that's happening?
They know that person.
Now I don't even want to listen. From now on, I'm just going to walk by. La, 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 la. Because they always do it at the state fair. Like, during state
I've
fair time.
I've never seen that.
Really?
I always see, like, dances, like, the so-and-so dance team is here to perform to this song. And then it's like, really, State Fair?
You always get some, like, creepy guy who's up there like, all right, when I snap my fingers, you guys are going to become very warm. It's going to be hot in here. And then people are like, sweating. And then somebody inevitably starts, like, taking off their shirt. And he's like, whoa, 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 this has gone awry. No, stop.
The problem is, it's already hot.
Yeah.
It's dude, the state fair.
It's disgustingly hot right now in New Mexico, and I'm not a fan.
I don't understand why it's already over 100 degrees. I get in my car, it's like 115 degrees in the car. I'm like, yeah. No!
Yeah, if you're just joining us, a hypnotist in Canada put a bunch of girls under hypnotism at a junior high event, then couldn't get them out. The audience was mesmerized. They were in this trance-like state. He had to call his mentor, who drove out to pull them out of the effects of this, but check this out. According to this story, people who attend hypnotism shows can actually feel trance-like effects for hours after the event, and when it does occur, the affected audience members usually approach the hypnotist afterwards for assistance, but that's crazy.
I don't understand how it works, but I know that after I watch a really intense movie, I watched Chronicle, and hours after I saw that movie, I felt like the world was wrong. Like, I was convinced something bad was going to happen.
Dude, I'm telling you, this is creepy. The girls who were in this trance-like state, they later described being under this spell as feeling spaced out with heavy... Morning. 8:29 now on your Monday. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
Yes, it is.
Hey. That's awesome.
That is cool. People are receiving our letters.
Yeah, shout out to Crystal in Santa Fe who got our letter and Static T-shirt for being a Klingon.
Yes.
For supporting Static Radio.
Thank you, Crystal.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Just saw that on the phone.
On the Instagram.
On the Instagram.
I like it.
Yes.
Very cool. You know what we need to do? Hmm. We need to make a Static Radio Instagram.
Right?
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That way we just take photos around here of, you know, random stupid things.
Here's the poster that's been hanging up for 7 years.
Yep. Yeah.
We really should. Okay, we'll do that.
We have a lot of random... Yeah. Maybe we will.
Yeah.
We'll get people to follow us on Instagram.
We'd really have to... Well, you know, that'd be a good amount of followers.
Really?
I think so.
Hmm. Okay.
It'll probably beat how many followers I have in like 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's always a competition, like how many followers you got.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
You don't like?
I made mine private for a while because I was like, no, this is just for my friends.
Mine is private now.
No, guess not.
No, mine is private
now. But it's too late, though, because once people you've already accepted, they're already on there, and the people you didn't want on there.
What? Yeah. That's definitely a bug in the program that you can't make people unfollow you.
You can now.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, you can block them now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely don't know.
It's too late for me.
People.
Like, no, but that's why I'm not on Facebook or anything like that either.
Yeah.
Because I always say yes to everyone. Hey, I have no idea who you are. Sure, let's be friends.
Yeah.
You know?
Follow my life.
Yeah, follow me. Everywhere I go. Hey, I'm not at home right now if you'd like to rob me. So, yeah, go ahead.
With that location
thing? Take everything.
Thing?
Yeah.
Set location? No!
Worst idea in the universe.
Yeah, and I hate that. It's like, oh, everyone knows that I'm on the corner of San Mateo and whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, ah. Oh. Mm-hmm. Why does everyone know that? How do I get rid of this?
Yeah.
It like pinpoints my exact location.
Yeah.
Thank you, Twitter.
Yeah. Yep. That's why you disable those things.
Oh, I did. I figured that out right
away.
There you
go. Good job.
It took me.
Good job, you.
The first day when I was like, wait, how did you know I was there?
All right. This isn't totally completely creepy right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So a good morning. Happy Monday to everybody. It's been an absolute odd day.
It really
has. Totally, totally random and odd because, one, I'm sick.
Yes.
And when I get sick, I get cranky just loopy.
You're loopy. You're more loopy than cranky. Like, you're only cranky when you remember that you're sick.
How about a happy story?
Okay.
We've had some really weird stories. Actually, I don't know that this is a happy story.
Don't set it up like that. Like, seriously. That bear one like really upset me.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do so. Okay. You and Kelly.
Yes.
All right.
My husband Kelly.
Love of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pretend for a second. Kelly started getting this. I don't feel well. You guys go to the doctor. You find out he's diagnosed with terminal cancer and he has 3 months to live. What do you do? Come on. This is a happy story. Come on, let's just talk.
What do I do?
What do you do?
What
do you
do? What do I do? Yeah. I freak out for the first month.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You'd freak out for a whole month? You only have 3 months with him.
I know.
What a jerk. How selfish of you.
He only has
2 more months
what
now.
What I'd have to do is, one, put our house up for sale.
Yeah.
And then hopefully sell that and then use all the money and go do random things. I guess we'd really travel the world and stuff like
that. Because you only have a couple months, so you figure... Let's just go for it, right?
It's like a set date. We have a couple months.
Right. I got a couple months to live. Let's just do this.
Right now,
right?
I might only have a couple months to live.
Okay, well,
but, you know.
This is actually exactly what happened to a 69-year-old man in New Zealand. He was diagnosed with lung cancer, was told he only had a few months to live. Hey, man, terminal lung cancer. You only have a few months to live. And so he and his 65-year-old wife, Wilma, decided, hey, nothing to lose, quote, we have nothing to lose, and dove into the bucket list.
Nice.
So first they sold their home at a $70,000 loss because it's like, well, I only have a couple months to live.
Who cares?
Who cares? So they went on an insane 10-day vacation to Fiji. They dropped $30,000 on this vacation to Fiji. They ate at fancy restaurants. They went to Australia to visit their daughter, their grandchildren. Frank even started smoking again because he figured, hey, why not?
He got lung cancer.
I have lung cancer. I'm going to die in 2 months, so who cares? But here's what happened. He didn't die.
Oh, no.
His health didn't deteriorate at all. And 23 months after his diagnosis...
Oh, no. How many years...
He's going, Yeah, this happened back in May of 2010. He was diagnosed with terminal lung cancer. Hey, man, you have a couple months to live. So trips to Fiji, to Australia, fancy restaurants, started smoking again, sold their home and $70,000 upside down, didn't care. I'm going to die. So he's not dead. His health isn't deteriorating. So back in April, 23 months after his diagnosis, he went back to his doctor and was like, so I'm still here.
And I feel great.
So they said, wow, Okay, let's. Okay, so they went back in there and checked everything. And no. I wish I could say it was a miracle, but the fact is he did not have cancer. And it wasn't like a, hey, you had cancer and God healed you. It was a misdiagnosis from the start.
So they saw like the black spot or something.
Right. Turns out it was actually not terminal lung cancer. It was just like dude had a coffee ring on the x-ray thingy. And yeah, complete misdiagnosis. They got it wrong. He did not have terminal anything. And so now Frank and Wilma are $80,000 in debt.
And how old are they?
They are 69 and 65 at the time, so now 71 and 67.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. They expected Frank's life insurance to cover that because, right? You know, when he died, oh, it's cool, let's go blow it. I only have a couple months. Who cares? Fiji, Australia, expensive restaurants, sell the house, and when I die, all of my insurance money will cover everything. Wilma, I love you, and you go live your life freely. Now they're $80,000 in debt. Because they blew it all. And
That reminds me of, I don't know, the Bible telling us to not be in debt to anyone or anything.
We're
not supposed to owe anyone money. What did you get?
I just got a random text only a random few people who saw the movie would get it. Yeah. But so it turns out he doesn't have cancer. Like, here's the big question I have. Would you be stoked to learn that Kelly was not dying or pissed that you guys are now $80,000 in debt?
I'd be pissed.
Right?
I'd be so angry.
Right? So it's like you're happy that your husband's not going to die.
Yeah, we're going to spend the rest of our lives regretting everything we just did.
Going back to work as greeters at Walmart.
Yeah. Those memories were great. They were supposed to just be memories and not come back to bite
us. It's so hard to like read the story and be happy about it that he's alive. But yeah, here it is 23 months later from the diagnosis or misdiagnosis of lung cancer. But yeah, told he had terminal lung cancer, 3 months to live. I guess it goes to show, like, if I found out I had a couple months to live, I guess I would in turn do the same thing in a sense of wanting to really live my life and not care, but shouldn't we do that now anyways? You know what I mean?
Yeah, we should always be trying to like have our house in order, have everything set in, you know, just in case that does happen, because we're not promised
now
tomorrow.
I'm not saying, hey, live frivolously. We're not guaranteed tomorrow, so let's just live however the heck we want and don't worry about bills or anything like that. However, we should be living in that way that, you know, we're not promised tomorrow. You're right. We don't know if we're going to get tomorrow, so let's at least live it to the fullest today, not accruing $80,000 in debt. But I feel for this couple. Yeah. I almost feel like they have a lawsuit on their hands.
I was going to say, they kind of cheated the system.
Yeah.
Have a lawsuit for cheating the system? I feel like that's a loophole.
Yeah, I don't know. If you're just joining us, back in May of 2010, a 69-year-old man in New Zealand was diagnosed with lung cancer, told he had months to live. So he and his wife sold their house at a big loss, jumped into the bucket list, went to Fiji, Australia, ate at fancy restaurants, started smoking again because he's like, hey, I got terminal lung cancer. Who cares?
It happened anyway.
I'm going to die anyways. And then this last year found out, oh, the diagnosis was wrong. Cancer free. Hallelujah. Wait, I'm $80,000 in debt now and I'm 71 years old.
I feel that's got to be a lawsuit because the doctors said that he had something. In fact, I knew a girl. I was in second grade at the time. She was diagnosed with CF, which is cystic fibrosis, and found out senior year of high school.
Wow.
She doesn't have cystic fibrosis.
No way!
Yeah.
See, it's like,
that is a life.
You're happy? Yeah. You're stoked that you're well?
Yeah.
I guess?
But that was a lot of money.
Right.
That is a lot of money.
Yeah.
Like, they're telling her that she's not going to live past this age. She makes it to 12. She makes it past these ages.
Wow.
And it's a miracle. No, she just doesn't have it.
Wow.
How do they misdiagnose her for that long?
Yeah,
dude. I think that's a lawsuit.
You would think, right? And it's not like, hey, everybody go out and sue. But at the same time, man, it's so tough.
Yeah.
Poor family. Static.
Hey, it could be a lawsuit, but also on their part, it's kind of foolishness.
Right.
Definitely.
Just to frivolously spend everything.
If your husband's going to die, you're going to be $80,000 in debt anyways for selling your house and going to Fiji and all that.
Well, see, they assumed that his life insurance would cover all of their debt. He has a huge life insurance policy, so he figured, hey, you know what? You'll get it all back when I die and you get my insurance money, so let's go blow all this money now.
Right.
And,
I bet you it was the wife's idea then to sell the house. He's going to die.
I know.
Let's go have fun.
Wow.
That is...
Always, it wasn't my fault. The woman made me do it.
Yeah, that's
the
that's
woman
what it
made
was.
Me eat the apple.
Huh.
Totally. Nicely done, man. All right, later. 505-338-3700, the phone number if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. A 69-year-old man diagnosed with lung cancer said he has a couple months to live, so they sold their house at a $70,000 loss. They didn't care. They jumped into the bucket list, went to Fiji, went to Australia, and just spent frivolously. Well, here it is 23 months later, and turns out it was a misdiagnosis, and they are now $80,000 in debt.
I feel so bad for him, but...
kind of.
Instead of getting his house in order,
yeah,
he just got rid of it.
Right. True story.
Yeah.
Ah, I don't know. It's tough.
Yeah.
Thoughts, facebook.com/mystaticradio, or of course, 505-338-3700. Kind of poetic. We'll play some music from The Wedding right now. I'll sleep when I'm dead. Huh?
Anything? That was good.
Anything?
Woo! Ding!
It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning?
Yeah, there you go. Static Radio. Yep. 8:48 Monday. Steve Omich.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Static Radio.
That's us. Welcome to the big shoe.
Shoe?
Yeah. It's Monday.
It is.
And I'm sick.
You're
which is
really
not fun.
Out of it, but you have a lot more energy than I'd expect from a sick person.
I really do. I gotta be honest. I'm a champion. Not really. No. I feel awful.
Yeah.
I feel awful. I would like to thank my 8-year-old for passing on the Woo! Disease that he, yeah, transmitted to me yesterday.
Gosh.
Whatever it was
it's
that he
such
got.
An ugly word.
Disease or transmitted?
Transmitted.
Let's be honest, that's what happens.
I know.
Through the air.
Yeah.
Little transmission of awesomeness.
Mm.
I knew something was wrong. I mentioned this earlier because my son is, he's like me. He's crazy.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah! He's go, 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 go. Doesn't take naps or any, you know what I mean? Like,
well, he's 8.
He's 8 now. I know. But Luke will put himself to bed. Luke, you know.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Last night it was like 8 o'clock. 8:30. You know, we were watching the finals. And Luke's like, cool. All right. Well, I'm going to go to bed. Okay, cool. We'll go pray with you. And seriously, he'll do, go put himself to bed.
Wow.
Or if like for the fights, when we had the fights.
Yeah.
Where's Luke?
Yeah.
Sure enough.
I didn't see him once.
Yeah. Went in there, asleep in his room. Like, he'll go to bed. Like, when it's time, dude, I'm hitting it. Sorry. Later. And he's out. Jack, on the other hand, could stay up for 3 days and not need to go to sleep.
Wow.
He's just constantly go, 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 go. So we got home from church yesterday and he laid on the couch and just didn't want to move and like watched NASCAR sideways, you know, and it was like, something's wrong.
Yeah.
And sure enough, I touched him and was like, wow, I'm going to go fry an egg on his stomach real quick just because I can.
Oh.
So, yeah.
It's so sad.
It's not my favorite.
No.
Because there's nothing you can do. You feel so helpless. You're like, take this. I'm praying. Let's pray.
That's
the
so
worst.
Sad. Yeah. Yeah, honestly, this isn't the same thing, I guess, but that's how I gauge whether or not my dogs are okay.
You just equated your dog to my kid.
No, I didn't.
You are an awful human.
No, because...
You are horrible.
No, I'm not. No, because I have a puppy, and
uh-huh.
She's crazy.
Just so you know, when you have kids, don't try and take their temperature the same way as you take your dog's temperature.
I don't take my dog's temperature.
Okay. I'm just trying to help you because you equated your dog to my kid.
No.
So I'm just making sure there's nothing else that you try and do similarly. Okay? Don't do that. It will freak them out.
The only thing I'll probably do the same is feed them on the ground.
Just kidding. Wow, Mitch. Really?
Yeah. Well,
amazing.
What are you going to do?
Good job,
they
you.
Make messes.
That was really,
no.
Really funny.
No.
Oh,
I will not
man.
Do that.
You were never, ever, ever, you were fired from ever babysitting our kids. Ever, ever.
Oh, okay.
Ever, ever, ever. That was epic. Wow. Yeah.
But really, when my when my puppy is
taken ill. Yeah.
When she's taken ill, I know because she'll just sit next to me like, quietly and she'll just like lay down. I'm like, oh, you're being so cute. What is wrong?
Right.
What is wrong?
Yeah.
Like, I prefer it because I have an older dog.
Right.
But it's like, I feel bad because she's sick and I, you know.
You're constantly taking him to or her to dog parks like, hey, any of your dogs sick? I'd really like to get my dog sick so that she'll chill.
Which one of yours has parvo?
Oh,
no.
Wow.
No. I don't take.
That was awful.
I don't take my dog to dog parks. I don't.
Oh, man.
You are in rare form.
I'm in rare form. You're in rare form this morning.
Yeah, you're so loopy right now.
I am. I really am.
On a normal day,
okay.
You wouldn't have laughed at that.
Probably not. I would have cried because I had a puppy who died of parvo,
that's
and it
so
was
sad.
Really sad.
No, I don't take my dogs to dog parks because I don't want them to get parvo.
Yeah.
I don't want them to get sick.
Yeah.
I take them on walks. I take them to the mountains, but not to the dog parks.
Ugh. Yeah.
No, thank you.
So coming right back, cover to cover this morning.
Yes.
We've got a ton of suggestions. Facebook.com/MyAestheticRadio.
If you want to get
your
suggestions.
I cut you off, sorry.
Yes, it's fine.
We've got many, many, many suggestions of one band, so we're gonna dig up this record.
Yeah, might as
thinking.
Well.
I haven't heard the whole record, so.
Neither have I, so.
I know.
But I know it's
cross
good.
Cross your fingers, it's good.
I know. No, I know. I cross your fingers, it's, you know, appropriate.
Oh.
Of course it is.
They're a good band.
I know.
They're a great band. Let's just hope it's not awful.
One I was kind of bummed that more people didn't vote on was Vocal Few. I kind of wanted to hear all of that.
Really?
Yeah. That one song we play, pretty good.
Yeah, Matt McDonald, lead singer of The Classic Crime, him and his wife, little side project.
Super cute.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah. So
they are married, unlike, what's another band?
The Civil Wars. Everybody thinks they're married, but they're not. They both have spouses, but yeah, they get to do everything together. So like they were at the White House and they were at all these places. It's like, oh, that's so cute. Wait, they're not a couple. They're just a band.
Yeah, they don't stand next to each other and hold hands.
It completely throws me off.
Yeah.
So yeah, but anyways.
Yeah, so.
Coming right back, not them either.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll be doing a cover to cover here in just a few moments. Got to get on Will, our music director. He's giving us the record, so I'm pretty sure he's got it.
Thanks, Will.
We're going to go dig that up. Coming right back. Also, we got some Suns, a song called Doubt. It's on the way next. Static Radio.
Static Radio would like to thank the...
And worldwide at mystaticradio.com.
Oh, yeah.
It's time.
It is time. It's 9 o'clock Monday morning, and you know what that means.
Cover to cover.
Oh, I was thinking breakfast.
Oh,
it's also cover to cover time.
If it's breakfast time, I don't want to be around you for when that comes back up.
Chocolate Captain Crunch.
Oh, that's not good for you.
Yeah, I know. I found a box in Denver, though, because it was like, ooh, it's the elusive Chocolate Captain Crunch.
The elusive?
Yeah, because you can't find it anywhere.
Really?
Yeah, I'm being serious. I couldn't find it anywhere here.
Did you buy it?
Yeah, I bought it, of course. And I brought it back to Albuquerque. Yeah, it's what you expect. Here's the problem with Captain Crunch. Every time you eat Captain Crunch, there's that little like cereal milk film, and that's the worst culprit.
That's,
you know,
gross.
What I mean? So it's like, yeah, oh, so yeah.
Why does it do that?
I don't know, because it's Captain Crunch and it's made of wax.
No, I was reading and I was looking at vitamins, and they said that one thing you need is folic acid.
Okay.
And Captain Crunch has a bunch of that.
Oh, okay. There you go.
So if you're a woman.
That's good.
That's good for you.
I don't know.
Never mind.
Okay, yeah. Are we ready for this?
I think so.
It is cover to cover, and we got how many people asked this? TJ asked for this one.
Yeah.
Multiple people.
Three people total. Kelson did.
Trev.
Trev was the first.
Yeah, 21 Pilots. Haven't heard this whole record. I love this band.
Yeah.
Every song we play from them is amazing, so I figured... Why not?
Why not?
This is a good one. The record is called Regional at Best, from what I can tell.
Yes.
Sweet. All right. William's nodding in the other room. Okay, good. So here it is, cover to cover, Monday morning. Thanks to everybody who submitted a suggestion.
Yes.
But we're rocking 21 Pilots this morning.
It.
Yeah, here it is. Static Radio. Sing 21 Pilots, cover to cover, and it ran over 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Adri.
It's cool.
I know. So we're done.
She's just in here to talk to you, and
I know.
Now we're taking up the space. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
You're feeling so well, you should just do my show.
I know. yeah, we're going to get out of here. We're going to disinfect the room. Adri, you stay in the corner. And then we'll spray everything down. Did I just spit on you?
You're so gross.
Awesome. Sweet. I don't feel well. I'm starting to lose focus on everything.
Yeah.
Thanks to everybody who suggested the cover to cover this morning. That was a really, really good record.
Yeah.
Yeah. 21 really Pilots.
Yes.
Fan.
Yeah, me too.
Done.
Yeah, it was like Brandon Flowers mixed with Eminem.
Yeah.
With, I don't know, something else.
I don't know. It was kind of all over the place.
Yeah,
it was crazy.
Good.
Speaking of Eminem, actually has nothing to do with Eminem. New Music Tuesday tomorrow. Alucent, our boy Alucent. He's got a new record that comes out tomorrow.
Yes, he does.
So we'll be rocking some of that. We got the new Children 18-3, which releases tomorrow. We'll be doing that. And lots more. Back tomorrow.
Yes.
And whatnot. Adri's in next.
Hey.
And my fever.
Yay.
Static Radio. Hello.